This is Boca Chamber Radio, and we're talking everything Boca with Josh Ladin of Boca Raton. And he's got a unique store here in Boca. And just wanted to tell you, you guys are doing exceptional work with the flowers and gifts here. So tell us a little bit, what makes your company stand out or your business stand out amongst the competition?
Well, we're all perfectionists. We're all experienced people in this industry. And after all these years, I finally have an all-star at every position. Mm-hmm. Simone, who manages the shop, has a degree in psychology and is wonderful with all the customers, really relates to the emotions at the time that they're placing an order, whether it's happy for a wedding or a birthday or something a little more somber like a sympathy sheet. Connects with the customers and they really appreciate that. And then myself, I make a lot of the arrangements and also work with the other designers. I pull the flowers and let them do what they do. And we create emotion. Mm-hmm. We convey emotion with our product. I'm third generation in my family in business, and business is never easy, but it's an easy philosophy for me to grasp. And it's just you treat people with respect and you know that they can spend their money anywhere. Mm-hmm. And when they come in or they call, they want your product, and it's my job to give them what they want so they don't go somewhere else to the competition.
Mm-hmm. So how does your quality compare to the other florists in the area, like supermarkets and things like that? Because obviously, you know, folks can go get their flowers anywhere right now, even on the street corners. So tell me.
That's a wonderful question.
I know. There
wonderful
you go.
Question.
Excellent.
It's kind of an odd industry. In order to be able to purchase quality and quantity, you have to have the business to do so. So a shop that's just starting out or not doing too well, they don't have enough business to warrant a large supply of flowers.
Right.
So the quality would be diminished because they're more expensive and they don't qualify for quantity discounts. So what separates us is that after 25 years, we've built up enough of a business that not only are we sustainable, but we source our flowers through a distributor where they purchase for us, with my guidance, a certain level of quality at a price that I'm agreeable to. I let them know this is what I want to pay, and they do it for me. So the quality we get is far superior to most shops, and flowers are no different than anything else. When you go buy a car, you have a base model, and then you can keep adding extra a la carte, and flowers are the same way. And if you were to see our flowers next to a competitor or a supermarket, the difference is night and day. So we like to put out a quality product, give people value for their money.
And where are you located? You're over on Federal Highway, correct? 2800 North Federal Highway, is that where you have your brick and mortar?
Yes, actually, this is my second store. We've been there for 17 years. A little over 17 years on Federal Highway.
Great. And you also work online as well.
Oh, we have a tremendous online presence. Accounts for almost 50% of our business.
Really?
Yeah, it's a great site, and we're doing very well.
Well, the site, just so everybody knows, it's www.exceptionalflowersgifts.net. Again, it's exceptionalflowersgifts.net. So, guys, if you have an event or a special thing that you want to take care of, give them a call. They'll take good care of you. So, Josh, tell us about your level of experience in the business.
I have about 30 years experience. I started in this industry when I was 17 years old. Just kind of took to it. I was hired as an order taker for a large flower company in New York. I type very well, but my speaking voice, even in New York, was a little too much for them. So they moved me into the back with the designers, and I started doing all the what they call the grunt work. Cutting the flowers, sweeping, and I kind of soaked it all in.
Yeah.
Eventually started making designs or being taught by one of the older designers there, with teaching me the basics of design, and I applied that for the next 6 months. And since there, I worked in six other flower shops, just gaining more experience and more knowledge.
Obviously, your experience in the business puts you above the typical retailer that just buys a franchise or something like that, like a Teleflor or FTD. How is that different than going through you? Obviously, the FTDs, 1-800-Flowers, they're out there advertising like crazy. And tell us the difference in the quality of the flowers between that and yours.
Well, first off, FTD and those type of what they call order gatherer wire services, they're not florists. They're middlemen, similar to like we all have cell phones and some have AT&T and so on. They just facilitate the transaction. So they take a piece of the order. They actually take 27 to 29% of every single order that's placed through them, plus a $20 service fee. So using us, you actually talk to the shop, to the florist that actually will make and deliver your product while saving you a substantial amount of money. Not only that, these companies are located out of state. So anything that's purchased through them is generating sales for different states, not our own community.
Mm-hmm.
So people that shop locally pay sales tax, which helps support local businesses and our community.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention that when you call these other companies, a lot of them outsource to other countries and know nothing about flowers or the floral industry. When you order through them, they send your order to a shop that's in the city to where you're sending the flowers.
Right.
Not that it's a reputable shop or a recommendation. It's simply that they're a member of FTD.
Mm-hmm.
The qualifications now are very relaxed, and a shop that runs out of somebody's house or even a pharmacy. I know a shop that's a member of Teleflora. They operate out of a pharmacy in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
So if people want to trust these companies, these corporations, for-profit corporations, and take a good percentage of their money, then keep doing it. If mm-hmm. they want to support their community and support local business with a shop, with a florist that cares, that does quality work with a quality product, then give us a call and save money.
Well, that's the idea, buying local. I mean, that's what we're all about here at the Chamber, is to try to encourage folks to buy local. And that's basically how the community grows and benefits from this. So I encourage everybody to reach out to Josh at Exceptional Flowers and Gifts. He's located on 2800 North Federal Highway in Boca. And of course, you can get him online. You can buy anything you want. He's got a great website. It's exceptionalflowersgifts.net. So you've been in business since what, 92?
92.
Wow.
Two wars and Great Recession. Recession of our life.
Now, obviously, you know, when you just talked about the FTDs and the Teleflores of the world, the customer service is, of course, the key for any business. So tell us how you can stand out from those folks. You started with that a little bit, you know, by providing good quality products, but tell us more.
Well, as you know, learning is an ongoing thing, and I've learned a lot in all my years of experience, what to do, what not to do, and customer service is a huge part of any business. It can kill a business in no time. Something that takes a lifetime to build could be destroyed with lousy customer service.
Mm-hmm.
So how I handle it is I have a what I call an all-star that handles all the customers.
Mm-hmm.
I know that that's not my forte, so I leave it in capable hands. And how we differ from other shops, it's from what we hear from customers. We have customers that come in that get turned away from other shops. Real paying customers that get turned away because they don't meet a minimum. And I'm not talking $20 or $25. These are people that want to spend $60 or $100 that come in with real money that get turned away from local florists.
Really?
Really.
That's
it's
business.
Crazy.
Yeah, it is.
It's crazy. And
explain that to me, because right now I'm like, my head just went.
I can tell you stories. The simple truth is, in life, you have survival of the fittest.
Mm-hmm.
If we were to walk and see an animal attacking another, and on the food chain, we might be able to stop that from happening on that particular day. But ultimately, what's going to happen is how nature and life is supposed to be. And some shops in all industries are not going to survive. And the strong ones will. So with our customer service, we're proactive. We have over 200 positive reviews on Google that we push for.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them customers do on their own, but we push for them. In our delivery confirmations, there's links for people to write a review.
Right.
We print out Google, how to do a review on Google and Yelp, and we include that in each arrangement. When people call or email and they say, hey, so-and-so received the flowers, they were beautiful, I ask them, would you please
mm-hmm.
copy and paste that into
mm-hmm.
Google? So, I mean, I have an extensive knowledge and background of internet marketing, and I use it to my advantage. The good thing is the quality we get, that the same quality flowers for another shop to buy wholesale. For instance, we pay $13.80 for a bunch of oriental lilies. That's 10 stems, right? The same quality lilies at a local wholesaler could be as much as $40. Where they're located, the size of their, you know, their overhead, all that. And because you're not buying by the box, you're buying by the bunch. So when other shops figure their markup, what somebody's going to get for their money will be substantially less than what we would give. So not only do we have exceptional quality, but what a customer receives for their money
mm-hmm.
is more substantial than what they would get from somebody else. And that's because we have a terrific business with a lot of customers. We're able to buy a variety of flowers in bulk right from the grower. They don't go to a wholesaler. They're not sitting around in somebody's cooler for a week or two. Yeah. Some of the smaller shops don't have the variety and they don't turn over their product. So what many customers receive are flowers that aren't fresh because they've been sitting around. We get fresh flowers pretty much every day of the week, with Monday and Wednesday being where we get most of our product. We actually donate arrangements every week to Sonata Nursing Home and the one down the street, Artis, the new assisted living. We donate flowers for the staff and the residents every Thursday, which they really appreciate, both the staff and the residents. It's goodwill in the community. We do events. We pick and choose our events, what we do. The most recent we did for the Israel Defense Fund. They had a big convention at Polo Club last year, or this year, I believe. They raised $2.5 million, and we did approximately 60 centerpieces for the event. We're a full retail florist, so we handle events, weddings, day-to-day. There are shops that are specific to weddings or events. We handle weddings, events, and functions within a certain price point and leave the rest to those event shops that specialize in it.
We're going to just take a break here. We're on Boca Chamber Radio. We're talking with Josh Ladin of Exceptional Flowers and Gifts. And he can be reached at
561-353-4720. That's 353-4720.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick break right now. Thank you. Okay, it's Boca Chamber Radio, and we're talking everything Boca with Josh Ladin of Exceptional Flowers and Gifts. And we're back. So he's going to talk more about his quality and the types of flowers that he carries. Can you get a little bit more into that?
Yes. Every week we get a standing order of flowers that I go over with my distributor. For example, we get a variety of delphinium unlike anything you've ever seen. They're approximately 80 centimeters in length and as full and big as you can imagine. And if you were to see that against a typical wholesaler, it's night and day difference. All our flowers are premium grade. Lilies, for example, they are graded by the number of blooms on each stem, and they start from 1-2s, which is one bloom and one bud, and it goes to 3-5s, which are three blooms and two buds. Obviously, the 3-5s are more expensive and a lot bigger and more showy.
Right.
The advantage is that what I pay for these 3-5 lilies is substantially less than what any other shop will pay for them from a local wholesaler, because we buy in volume. We get cases of each product. Carnations, for example, what we get every week is different than what you see in a supermarket or another shop. They start all the way from standard and go to fancy, select, super select. I mean, all the way up the line.
Right.
So the standard carnations have small heads and flimsy stems, and it's what a lot of shops use, or they'll use fancy. We use super select. I get the best quality and offer value to all of our customers. When you see an arrangement from our shop, it's just different than anywhere else. The colors are so bright and vibrant, and you can see the freshness in the product, and it really comes through. Mm-hmm. And I know our customers appreciate it, because we have 211 reviews to date. So
that's great. I mean, your customer service is basically the key to getting the best sales, to get out there and it's the face of your company. So tell us a little bit more about the people that work with you. Those are the folks that make everything work. So if you can expand on that, we'd love to hear it.
Well, I'm happy to say, Jerry, that after 25 years, I finally have an all-star team. Simone has been the manager for about 2 years now, and she's my bull. And she keeps everybody in line. She does all the scheduling, handles all the drivers, all the customer service issues, good and bad, all the hours with the employees. She's wonderful. I've noticed a nice increase in business in the 2 years that she's been with us, and
that's key for any company.
She cares. She really truly cares, and she gets paid very well. And I know a lot of people get paid well and they don't care. She cares, and it in the reviews, a lot of them mention Simone. Also, we have Maria and Liz, two of my designers, each with, Maria has over 30 years design experience, as does Liz, and they're both phenomenal designers. I usually will choose the flowers.
Mm-hmm.
I leave all the guesswork out of their hands. I pull the flowers and I let them create the arrangements for the customers.
Mm-hmm.
Roses, like other flowers, are graded, and a lot has to do with where they're grown. Our roses come from Ecuador instead of South America, instead of Colombia. The soil is a lot better, more consistent. The roses, the heads are a lot bigger. The thickness of the stems are bigger, are wider, more sturdy. It's about the quality. You can get a short stem rose that is inferior quality, and the head size will be small and it won't last. A lot of times a rose head will droop over when oxygen gets into the stem, and the head being the heaviest part, it will kind of just bend over.
Mm-hmm.
The roses that we get are fantastic, superior quality roses with stems literally as thick as celery. They don't grow in 10 different colors at the same time. There's a few processes. One is a powder dye where the flowers the heads are dipped into a colored powder to give you that look. For example, hydrangea, white blue hydrangea wholesale is the same price. When you start to get into other colors, antique green and these powder dyes, it's a less expensive option to get those more expensive colors without paying additional. Hydrangeas that come in those more exotic colors are up to four times the price as the white and the blue. The hydrangeas that we get are super select, and we actually get them for less money than what competitors pay for the least expensive hydrangeas. Well, I'm assuming you're speaking about orchid plants.
Yes.
We have our own grower for orchid plants local in Florida. As far as the orchids, I've learned that it helps to mist them with a mister.
Okay.
How often? It doesn't hurt to do it every day. They take water in through the actual flower.
Rather than put it in the...
As far as the orchids coming back, if you cut the stem above the, it's called the node, where the last bloom was, it'll rebloom. And the last time I did it for it to start coming back in full bloom, I mean, it can come back to where it's brand new.
Really?
It would take a couple of months from an orchid plant that has nothing on it but just the stem. And new regrowth, a couple of months, but it's back to brand new. I think most people have some tips or tricks or things they've heard. A lot are incorrect. The ice cube is just a, I guess, more efficient way to water the orchid if you're not going to be there. But
but it melts in like 2 minutes.
It melts, so I mean, it's easier just to pour it in.
Water.
Okay.
Yeah.
My wholesaler advised us to You let the orchid dry out a little bit and then submerge it completely in a bucket of water for about 5 minutes. Let it soak up really well and then drain out and put it back in your container, and it's good for about a week. We like to bring in, especially in the springtime, a lot of nice varieties of flowers, including peonies and cymbidium orchid sprays. Now, cymbidium orchid sprays are flowers that are about $60 a stem. These are huge orchid sprays with 15 or 16 individual orchids that are about 3 to 4 inches in diameter on one stem. We use those in arrangements that are, you know, $300 or more. Peonies we have flowers, Veronica, and all kinds of different varieties that you won't see in a supermarket, and quality that is very easy to see. The delphinium is unreal. We have approximately 700 images on the website, as well as a few hundred on our Google Places page, to over 200 arrangements that we've actually made. Well, that's a great question, and it's a real good selling point why consumers should call a local florist. Because when you call a local florist, they will tell you what they have in inventory at the time, what's the freshest. They can give you recommendations of what looks terrific at that moment, rather than calling literally an office, a boiler room of people that are not in this industry. They know nothing about flowers, and they don't know what each individual shop has. And not only that, you'll save money, and you will contribute to our community.
Exactly, which is very important. Mm-hmm.
And yes, we have lots of flowers that are available in purple. Actually, purple, white, and pink are the most common, and pretty much every flower is available in that color. We do arrangements specifically all purple, all white, to somebody's preference. And rather than calling a company out of state that's not a florist, asking them what they have
exactly.
when they don't have a cooler, it seems a little insane to me. So most of the orders we receive are for same-day delivery. Sometimes we deliver within an hour, depending on what it is and where it's going. But sure, same-day delivery is never a problem. Also, if you order online, you get free delivery.
There you go. Well, we're talking with Josh Ladin of Exceptional Flowers and Gifts. We're going to take a quick break here at Boca Chamber Radio, where we're talking everything Boca. Well, welcome back. This is Boca Chamber Radio, where we're talking everything Boca with Josh Ladin of Exceptional Flowers and Gifts. You can reach him at 561-353-4720. 4720. Again, repeat that, 561-353-4720. Just wanted to make sure that was correct. Website is exceptionalflowersgifts.net. Again, I'm going to say that again one more time, exceptionalflowersgifts.net. You'll have a great experience working with Josh and his store. Of course, with the online ordering and the benefits of dealing with a reputable florist, what kind of motivations do you have to take when a customer contacts you? What are your motivations when somebody calls you and has a special thing that they need to talk about or need to handle?
Well, I'll give you an example, Jerry. Yesterday, we had a gentleman call, and he finally was able to get back in contact with a childhood sweetheart, and they haven't spoken in a lot of years. They had a falling out, and after a lot of years, she agreed to take his call, and he called us and wanted to send flowers, and actually, Simone was on the phone with this gentleman for 1 hour orchestrating his complex delivery. He wanted three separate arrangements delivered in sequence. And he actually wrote us a review the same night saying that we saved his relationship. So we get stories like that all the time. One of the most touching, I'll tell you, we have a lady, she lives in Maryland, and her mom lived in Boca, an older lady. And she sent her flowers often over the course of 10 years. And when they were in town, would always come in to see us and introduce themselves and everything. And the last time they were in town last year was for the mom's 95th or 96th birthday. And she passed away after the birthday. And right before the family left for Maryland, they stopped by my shop. And herself, her husband, and her brother-in-law had nothing but wonderful words and hugs and appreciation. And she told me how her mom looked forward to getting the flowers and how it brightened her day. And I was blown away that a person that just lost their mother and was on the way to the airport took the time to come and thank us for what we do. Was just, it blew me away.
Very touching.
Well, that's the power of sending flowers. I mean, what you're saying is, you know, it's not just sending the flowers. It's you're sending emotions, you're sending feelings, you're sending just the idea of just having relationships and just, you know, sending a message. And that's what flowers are all about, I think.
We try to help a lot of people, whether somebody's proposing or a get well or a sympathy. We channel this emotion into our work, and all of us are artists, and we're all empathetic, and we all feel, and it shows in our work, and our customers appreciate it, especially when they call in and they get the level of service from us that has been long gone, has been forgotten in Florida, in our country. Myself, Liz, and Maria make them on a daily basis. On holidays, we bring in an extra crew.
So that's what makes this Exceptional Flowers and Gifts so much different than calling 1-800-Flowers or FTD, because you have that personal touch with your customer. You can give them exactly what they want, and that's what's different from what you said is the boiler room mentality of these flower companies, that you can just go online and just pick your picture and that's that. So you give folks that personal touch. What I think is what sets you apart from everybody
else.
Well,
it's not just a personal touch. Mm-hmm. It's knowledge of our industry. Mm-hmm. When you call these other companies, not only are they out of state, but the employees there, the staff, they're not florists. They have no floral training. They've never made. Now, FTD.
Yeah, they're salespeople.
FTD, 800 Flowers, Teleflora are corporations that have never touched a single flower. They take your money, and then they call the order back into the city in which the flowers are being delivered. And they're made by a shop that's a member of the network, not a shop that's might not be reputable. It's a crapshoot. And we do outstanding work. We give value for your money, outstanding customer service, and you'll save money over the wire services while contributing to your community.
So if you're planning a wedding, a bar mitzvah, a bat mitzvah, a birthday, or even, sadly to say, a funeral, you got to call Josh. He's the one that's going to handle it from beginning to end and make you satisfied. I mean, this is the kind of thing that, you know, should need a personal touch. So obviously, what, you know,
actually, if I can, Jerry,
sure, go ahead.
A florist is like a good mechanic or a doctor. You know, when somebody calls, they don't want to keep following up. Hey, was my flowers delivered and what? Right. They want to know that they can cross something off the list, send flowers to my aunt, and they know it's taken care of, and they know it's going to be pretty and on time. Value for their money, and they don't have to worry about it. And that's what they get with us. We are an experienced team in this industry, each with an individual skill, an expert at their craft. So we have excellent customer service. Speak to Simone. She'll take great care of you. Then when we get the order, myself, Liz, and Maria, we put it all together, and we get it delivered on time.
Well, we're talking with Josh Ladin of Exceptional Flowers Gifts at 561-353-4720, and they're located on 2800 North Federal Highway in Boca. So, guys, give him a call. He'll take care of all your flowering needs. But tell us a little bit more about what you do in the community. Obviously, the motivation isn't just to make money and to just grow. You know, but there's a lot of other things that I'm sure, being a local businessman, you can appreciate.
I have an example for you. I don't remember what year it was, but I know it was a legal holiday where we were closed. Because I monitor my internet orders, web traffic, and all that, we had an order that was scheduled to be delivered on Labor Day. We were closed, and the card message was an anniversary. It was for an anniversary, and the address was on the ocean. It was going to one of the high rises in Highland Beach. And I looked at the order, and I said, you know what? I'm going up that way anyway. I drove into the shop on Labor Day, made the arrangement, and delivered it myself. I didn't want to have to call the customer and say, you know, we're closed and this and that. So I just took it upon myself, make it, deliver it early in the morning, and we took care of it. We do a lot of things for special orders. We have a customer who lives out of state, and one of his relatives obviously lives by us, actually out of our area a little bit. And Simone goes to this woman's house every 2 weeks with a flower arrangement from a customer. But not only that, he asked us if she would check on him, his aunt, each time we go there. And when Simone goes there, she makes sure there's no dishes in the sink, that she's, you know, didn't fall, that she's clean, that the house is clean. And I mean, we do a lot of things that not only are we not compensated for, but kind of like is off the grid. Not a lot of people know what we do, and except the people that we do it for. And those are things that you can't find on a website, or, you know, unless you call us directly and we take care of you. We truly are here for the community and want to do the best job possible for your hard-earned money.
Definitely. I mean, I know you say that you have, you know, a lot of florists do minimum orders and things like that, and they turn away business, but you don't. I mean, you take care of everybody that walks in your door, correct?
Yes, I don't understand the mentality of some businesses. Your costs are fixed. A lot of your costs are fixed. So as long as somebody's paying a delivery charge, we'll deliver something as inexpensive as one rose. Not everybody has $1 million to spend on flowers, and we don't want to turn somebody away. Somebody with that might only have $5 or $10 to spend, we realize that they are just as important as anybody else, because we were going to do a nice job for them no matter what. And more often, we give them more for their money than they would get anywhere else because of our buying power. And we know that that customer is going
to
be happy and
come back,
and they'll have nice things to say to their friends and family. And, mm-hmm. and it promotes mm-hmm. Goodwill
yeah,
in the neighborhood. They come to you for a service or a product, and it's our job to make them happy. And so if we have to give a little extra, that's what it is. We make it up in other ways.
Well, that's the difference between buying from a local business. I mean, you have that personal touch where, you know, you have that ability to make your customer feel like they are your customers, and you want them to come back, and you want them to feel like, you know, you're going to take care of them no matter how much money they spend. If it's, like you said, one rose or a complete wedding. So that's the kind of expertise and personal care that you give to your clients. It's really, really cool.
Well, we operate like business did back when mm-hmm. I was a little bit younger, where people knew your name when you came in.
Right.
You weren't a number. Mm-hmm. And a lot of businesses locally, when you walk in, they're all corporate owned. And when you walk in, they ask you, oh, do you have a loyalty number and this and that. And I it's just very odd for me. If mm-hmm. if I walk into a business and I get my coffee every day, when I walk in, if they don't say to me, hey, how are you, 19765, you know, they know my order, and that's great customer service. So a thank you with a smile, acknowledging a customer by their name.
It goes a long way.
When customers come in, hey, Joel, hey, you know, we know who they are. And so it's that whole corporate mentality. Our customers are very important to us. It's how we survive. It's how we generate income so that we can spend money in our community. By operating that way, it's all I've known, is to treat people the way that I want to be treated when I'm out shopping. A simple thank you goes a long way, and you'll always get a thank you, and your business will always be appreciated.
So we're talking with Josh Ladin of Exceptional Flowers and Gifts at 561-353-4720. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to sum everything up here that Josh has been talking about and go from there. All right, take care. Well, this is Boca Chamber Radio, where we're talking everything Boca, and we're back again with Josh Ladin of Exceptional Flowers and Gifts. They're located again on 2800 North Federal Highway in Boca, and their website is exceptionalflowersgifts.net. So, Josh, in closing, you know, we have a few more minutes here to talk about things. What else you got to say about what you're doing with other companies here in Boca?
Well, recently, a partner of mine started a consulting company for florists only, to educate and empower them, to make them profitable and sustainable, and to lessen their dependence on the wire services. Right now, these florists are dying, honestly. They have no local business, and they're not computer savvy, so they're dependent on FTD and Teleflora and 800 Flowers. Now, those are heavily discounted orders. So as soon as they get an order, they're losing 30%. They're losing a per order charge. And when you deal with a perishable product with high overhead, it's impossible to make any money. So I go around to local florists to have them almost like a franchise without the franchise fee. We lead them. I use my business mm-hmm. as the prototype. And we teach these florists the skills that they need to be successful. The shops that I've gone into already, they don't know their numbers. We all start out the same way, with a skill or a talent to create beautiful things with flowers. And the business end of it, we have to learn on the fly.
Right.
So you educate them on the knowledge?
I educate them on everything I know and everything I learned and continue to learn over the past 30 years that's made me successful. Give you an example, the average florist website provided by FTD or Teleflora converts at 1-3%. My website, even in the dead of summer, we're converting at 13.5%.
That's very high.
It's very high, and yeah. And it's not by accident. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of things, a lot of tweaking to the site, a lot of filters and variables to increase that conversion rate. And a conversion rate basically is like, if 100 people walk into your shop and 10 people buy something, you have a 10% conversion rate. Mm-hmm. So conversions in the internet are not unlike how business was when we were a little younger. We used to pass out business cards, this and that. Now it's similar, except it's done online with links and search engines and all that. So we either do the work or teach the florist the skills for them to be successful and sustainable so that they can pay their bills with real money, so that their employees can get a decent livable wage. And then these people, these employees that live in the communities, live in our communities, then spend the money that they make in our community. They pay sales tax. And that's what we need to keep our community thriving, is we need to support local businesses. And it's a sad situation. My business is one of the few industries that is still local. It's still a mom and pop shop. And there's a lot of people, a lot of kids growing up these days where they've never set foot in a local business. And it's sad. And I want to empower these shops to be sustainable and be self-supportive and self-sufficient and be able to contribute to the community in which they live. And to do that, we all have to support our local businesses and stop wasting money and stop giving all our money to these, to the greedy corporations. FTD, the rest of these services are corporations that take a huge percentage of your money.
Right. Well, that's what Boca Chamber is all about. I mean, it's to keep everything local, support local businesses here in Boca Raton and also in South Florida. But what you said is absolutely true. Having that local touch and keeping the money here as opposed to going out to the corporate world is great. So I understand you're looking for, you know, obviously we here at the Chamber have a lot of different businesses that can basically help you with other products that can kind of make an event happen. Is that something that you guys were doing?
Absolutely. And like I mentioned before, our online sales accounts for almost 50% of our business. We have a tremendous online presence. So the people that we'd like to partner with, I think, would do very well. Businesses that coincide with the floral industry, like cupcakes, chocolatiers, greeting cards, t-shirts, things that I can add on to the website. For instance, now we have a tremendous amount of add-ons, including Godiva chocolates and different types of high-end stuffed animals and greeting cards. And we sell a lot of them because customers, they're available and they add them to the order and it goes. We've done chocolate-covered strawberries, different things that would really make the buying experience.
Make a one-stop shop.
For any
kind of, you know, for any kind of an occasion. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of great ideas that you can pull in besides just giving flowers out.
You'd be surprised. Yeah. Some of the calls that we've gotten in the past, I remember one in particular, a gentleman called and his girlfriend was not feeling well. And he, in addition to the flowers, he asked if we can go and pick him up airborne, some cold medicine to deliver with the flowers.
Or even chicken soup.
We've had that in the past, too. We've actually had to go to Flakowitz and buy matzo ball soup. Well, that's like another wives' tale. It's the water, all it is it's meant to take the contaminants out of the water. So if you use bottled water, it's great. If you use a squeeze of lemon or something with citric acid, it cleans the water. But truthfully, if you buy a good quality product, it's going to last. Flowers is unlike anything else. If you buy inexpensive, then that's what you're going to get. With us, you get value, which is great. So you don't have to spend a fortune to get a quality, fresh product. I'd love to partner with local shops that where we could work together and I could sell their product on my site. Like Jerry said, a one-stop shop, and it helps everybody, gives a consumer a lot of options. More than just flowers. It's a great idea, and I look forward to hearing from some of the other local businesses how we can help each other. Absolutely. Keep it all in the same spot.
Well, that's the idea. Obviously, we're going to use chamber members to network out with, and that's where you're going to benefit from. So we're here with Josh Ladin, Exceptional Flowers and Gifts. Call him at 561-353-4720. And in closing, we're going to just ask, how did you get into this business, Josh? I mean, where did you start, and why flowers and not, you know what I mean?
Well, I'll tell you, Jerry, I didn't actually wake up one day and say, right, hey, I want to make this my life's goal. For me, I found school very boring, not fulfilling, and I was bored. And in college at 17 years old, I had no direction what I wanted to do in life. But I did go into a local florist in New York where I was, and that's how it all started for me, working there, developing skills, flower recognition. Then after that, working in six other florists before finally opening my own in 1992.
Mm-hmm.
I bought an existing shop. He was there for about 9 months. And
that's it? You just took it
$5, over? $5,000 investment.
Oh, my God. Good for you.
And I overpaid. The name is worth $5,000.
So what do you love about the business? I mean, right now, let's just tell a little bit more about you. What gets you going every day?
Well, I think my part of it is my personality of being a perfectionist. Every day is different. You walk in every single day and it's a new day, different orders, different people, different situations, constant decision making. It keeps me sharp, and I like that. I like that I'm finally at a point where it's self-sustaining and that I can be here speaking with you guys and to the other chamber members, and I'm grateful for that. It's a lot of hard work, but thankfully I've come out on the other side, and we continue to grow, and that's my motivation, is that you never stop growing, you never stop learning. So that's what I look forward to each day.
Well, the name tells it all. Exceptional flowers and gifts. I mean, Josh,
wonderful,
you are exceptional. I mean, obviously you put a lot of passion into your work, and it comes out in your products out there. So it's obvious. Folks, like I said, Josh has got one more thing to say. Okay, come on.
The other thing is we have a nice following nationwide. We have a nice collection of celebrities, of sports figures. It's nice when we get a phone call. A month or so ago, we had Ariana Grande's friend order on our website to deliver to her. We actually sent her an additional arrangement. But it's nice when a sports figure calls. We had a professional hockey player call one time, and one of my employees, Mike, is a huge hockey fan, and he got a real kick being on the phone with him. He's a professional. He was on the Panthers, and it's nice. I've had football players come in my shop. I've had Jason Pierre-Paul walk into my shop while I was in the cooler, walk out, and he's literally standing in front of me. And it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool when you finally carve out a name for yourself and get recognized for doing good work.
That's terrific. We're going to close now with Josh Ladin at Exceptional Flowers and Gifts. He's providing quality service since 1992. That's a long time. I mean, we're talking, 25 years now? So this is your 25th anniversary, correct?
It was 25 years in July.
In July. So, okay. So you passed that mark. And, of course, you seem very happy with what you're doing. And I want to leave you guys with a quote that is on his webpage. If you want to touch the past, touch a rock. If you want to touch the present, touch a flower. If you want to touch the future, touch a life. Apparently, that's an author that's unknown. So did you make that up?
I didn't make that up.
Okay. So we're
But it's true.
But it's true. All righty. So we're going to say so long now from Boca Chamber Radio, where we're talking everything Boca. And hopefully we'll have Josh back again talking about some stories that he's had with those celebrities, and, kind of give us a little bit more insight into what your business can accomplish in the community.
Yes, I look forward to it, Jerry.
Sounds good. Thank you so much. Have a good day.